We're talking today because the U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement or a remark, whatever you want to call it, about his allegations that Tylenol use is linked to autism. I wanted to gauge your reaction and thoughts to that because, as you mentioned in our email, that you are a mother of a daughter with autism.
Yeah, so when he originally made the comment, like, my first initial reaction was like anger and definitely heartbroken too, because it's not just misinformation. In my personal opinion, they're putting the blame back on mothers. For years now, women have been blamed from everything from vaccines to what they eat during pregnancy. And to me, this was just another way of saying it's like the mother's fault. And that's kind of messaging is damaging and completely unfair. And I know how harmful firsthand, obviously, with my daughter being level 3 autism, how damaging those statements can be. And unbiased, and there's no research to back it either. And I feel like on top of putting dangerous misinformation out there, they're saying that autism is like a disease that's something that they need to fix. When with my daughter, it's just part of who she is. And she has more love to give than any kid I've ever met. And they make it sound like autism's a tragedy instead of just a different way of being. And I just think it puts a lot of guilt back on moms when we already have enough guilt with getting that diagnosis and always wondering if we're doing enough and if we're being the best parents that we can be to the kids.
Are you comfortable sharing your daughter's first name?
Yeah, her name's Layla.
And do you have other children?
Yes, I do. I have a son, Ashton, but he's not on the spectrum.
Okay, and how old is he?
11.
Okay, great. And you talk about the misinformation piece from what he's stemming from and the blame that you feel he's putting on mothers. I mean, how important is getting the right information out there about what it's like to have autism or living with somebody with autism or caring for somebody with autism?
Yeah, so like to reiterate what I said before, he's making it seem like it's some sort of tragedy. And I'm not saying that there aren't certain cases of autism that have extremes. You know, some families definitely face much bigger challenges, and that's very real. But when Trump was speaking, he wasn't specifically talking about these extreme cases of autism. He was talking about the autism community as a whole and making it sound like it's this terrible tragedy when, yes, it comes with its difficulties and challenges, but like raising my daughter Layla has been one of the greatest gifts that I've ever personally received. It's taught me patience and compassion and almost a zest for life that I didn't have before because she finds the beauty in everything. And his messaging being harmful to the mass majority of autistic people who deserve to be seen for their strengths and their individuality, it's just really upsetting. And I think he paints it as this horrific disease and something that needs to be cured when that is just not the reality.
I'm wondering if you have an overcompassing message to people that may be listening who don't have experience or have autism in their lives about how harmful remarks like this can be made and just lessons you've learned from your own experiences.
I just think that they should take away from the fact that just because someone's in power, if they don't have any sort of medical background or research to back the claims that they're making, it's nothing but fear-mongering and spreading misinformation. And I want them to understand that autism isn't something to fear or cure, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just a different way of being, and that all the kids and people on the spectrum deserve to be celebrated for who they are.
Is there anything else you feel like we should mention we didn't touch on?
I really want to reiterate that when statements like this come from someone in power like Donald Trump, it makes this misinformation even more dangerous because there's no research to back it. People, because he's the leader of a country, will take his opinion as truth. And that misinformation spreads quickly and wildly, and it just adds to the stigma, the fear, and it makes life harder for the families that are already dealing with so much.